This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's the set. And the 2-2 pitch swung on, hit deep to right field. Back goes Judge to the wall. It is history. A two-run homer for Jonah Heim. The Rangers are on the board, and they are not yet dead. Yankees 5, Rangers 2.
Not enough last night in the Bronx as the Rangers lose the opener 5-2. Let's talk about it on your home of the Rangers with Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone. Here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Brett, thank you for making the time, as always. What was that moment like? You're standing in Yankee Stadium exchanging the lineup card with your freaking brother on opposite ends.
I was like, can we get this circus over with? Get on with the game. No, it's, you know, as much as you know, has been made of this, and there's been a lot of fanfare to this point, and it's, I've got a little more to do today and tomorrow, but we leave New York, it'll be a little more normal. See, listen, I understand the story. I think it's cool. I'm proud of everything my brother's done. It was kind of interesting being back in the fold and kind of being across the way from him. Once that game started, it didn't matter to me who was managing on the other side. My job is to try to prepare my hitters as well as I can to go out and try to win a game. So yeah, the behind the scenes stuff, the getting to see him on the off day and having dinner with him and Aaron's family, that's going to be a perk of this. But as far as once that game starts, it's no big deal. It's not, oh, my brother's over there. And it's, no, we got to beat this Yankee team. So, yeah, it kind of goes with the territory of kind of my whole life has had little things like this to do when it comes to our family, but it's not something, you know, it's something I'm proud of. At the same time, you know, I just like when that game starts and we can get past it all.
So last night, the local TV broadcast is zooming in on you. I think Wyatt was up, and I'm just dying to know what's going on in your mind from your perspective. And I think you were like, come on, Wyatt, let's go. But your impact and role this week compared to last week and how we're progressing with this.
Well, I think, you know, I've always said it's a process, and it's, I know the guys a little bit better than I did a week ago. I'm learning a lot, to be honest with you, in the last couple of weeks. I'm learning how, man, this side of the ledger, and it's really tough. I mean, I don't have to physically go out there and perform. That's probably the toughest thing to do, but the emotions of living and dying with these guys every day, seeing their work that goes in behind the scenes and how great they've been working, and sometimes it translates to the field and sometimes it doesn't. It's tough to you forget sometimes. You're sitting there, we had a lot of called strike threes last night, and I'm just kind of I'm inside, I'm going, oh, come on, what are we doing? You know, and then I'm thinking, wait a minute, come back to earth. I've been there.
Yeah.
It's a lot tougher than it looks from the bench, but you know, yeah, last night was one of those games where we just couldn't get off the mat and we couldn't get anything going. But late in the game and in the ninth inning, you know, it goes for naught and we end up losing the game handily. But little things like the Jonah Heim home run, those build on tomorrow. Little things like, hey, we made him get Weaver up and get Weaver in the game. those little things over the course of a season are important. Even though we didn't win the game, we did a lot of positive things at the end of the game, which might impact today. Jonah Heim went to sleep last night going, all right, I got one. And he's starting to feel better at the plate. I can see it from a week ago where he was. So I'm always looking for those little victories. You know, I have little talks with guys away from the field and on the bus ride home. I said, this game is so hard and it's so negative. Sometimes you got to find a little bit of a win when it was a losing night to get you to the next day. And guys it's starting to resonate with some players. I'm still getting in there. I'm still getting to know guys, but it's definitely, I have further along advanced relationships with the hitters than I did a week ago. So we're going in the right direction. This team is a talented team. You know, I can't wait to get a Corey Seager back. You look over there at Aaron Judge, man, that's a pretty big weapon. And I'm going, well, we got one of those weapons. Our guy's just on the aisle right now. When he gets back, to plop him into the middle of this mix is going to be a huge thing. But we've got to wait it out. And in the meantime,
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're winning some games, and we've got a lot of talented guys around this offense. A couple guys are struggling. A couple guys have struggled or coming out. It's an ebb and flow of that. But all in all, we're going to be all right, and we're going to be a real good team. We're going to go to the postseason, and we'll see what happens from there.
Let's go. Brett Boone joining us here, 105 through the Fan. All right, Mike Bassick talked about on the broadcast how you're preaching, watch the game, follow the game, pay attention. Right. And, you know, he even brought up second inning. You can already see what Warren's pitch sequence was. Is there a feel for the game? Because, you know, when you take a lot of pitches, strike three looking, are those just guesses that go wrong? Is that oftentimes what it is?
Well, I think we get to two strikes. And, you know, I like to call it an educated guess, but we still got to be aware of the other pitch. And we got to be able to touch that, foul that pitch off. You know, it's so different because a lot of the times I had a certain way of doing it. I had a certain way of preparing. I was a big guy, go up there and sit on a pitch, and I'm not guessing with the pitch. It's like sometimes I got to wait you out, and it's going to take me four pitches. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that works for player X or player. My job is to find out what does work. The plan is what's important. The approach is what's important. It doesn't mean we all have to have the same. You know, I never forget that these guys are big league players. These guys are accomplished players. A lot of guys in that lineup. These guys have won a World Series in recent times. So it's not like I'm at instructional ball teaching these guys how to hit. I mean, these guys are accomplished big league hitters. We just find I just really want to hone in on, it's not a blanket way to go about hitting. But let's get your individual way. Make sure you prep to the best of your ability for each and every at bat. And one way might be for a Sam Haggerty, is not going to be for a Jock Peterson, is not going to be a Marcus Semien. I don't care about the process. I care about you having an individual plan for your skill set. And that's what I'm really talking to guys about. Let's be, and the watching the game, that goes without saying. I mean, that's what we do. We go through that first at bat, good, bad, or indifferent. Let's get back in, look at our iPad, maybe a pitch we had a question with. I completely understand that. I would, as a player, I know myself, I would have been all over that iPad, but there's a time and a place for it. It's not time to watch a movie now. It's time to get done what we got to do, and let's get to that top step. Let's get to a TV where we have the center field feed and watch how he's pitching your teammates. Let's watch and find some tendencies. He went through the lineup one time. What did he do? Did we have success? Did he chop us up pretty good? Because that's going to dictate probably how he pitches to us the second time through. If he had a lot of success, he's probably not going to change. So let's be ready for the way he beat us. On the other side of the coin, man, if we have a big first time through the lineup, he's probably going to change his tendencies the second time through. That's all I'm asking. This is not easy. There's no magic answer to everything, but being as prepared as you possibly can be for each and every at bat, that's where I say there's never an excuse for that. And that's what I found. Teammates of mine, really good teams I've been on, and my most successful times when I really had that plan and executed it. It's a trial and error, but I'm having fun. I didn't think I'd be this stressed out.
What's it like winning, you know, and losing as a player versus a coach?
Oh, man. Way easier as a player. Oh. Way easier. And it's never fun. But there's you can find little things when you're a player. Hey, I might have got two hits tonight. We lost the game. I'm okay to get to tomorrow. And I've talked about this a lot. It was one of the big wake-ups for me. And it's now I know what friends of mine that have been coaches, managers, my brother, what he goes through when it's just one loss. And I think, well, come on, it's one game. Well, we rattled off it, you know, coming out of Detroit last time in the homestand, we rattled off 6 out of 7. And that seventh game when we lost, I mean, I truly felt like we just lost 10 in a row. And I'm going, wait a minute. Well, I've got to wake up and go, this game's really hard. We just won 6 out of 7. Why do I feel like this? I never felt like this as a player.
Wow.
It's definitely different. It's just because when you're a staff member and do what we do on the coaching side, we don't have a chance to ever get a hit. You know, a win for us is a hit.
Yep.
So when we lose, we go every 0 for 5 every single time. And that's the only kind of example I can give to what it feels like. A loss really hits harder, and maybe the wins hit harder too. The wins are a little better being in this hitting coach position, but the losses are tougher.
Brett, you mentioned, you know, first time through, second time through. I want to ask you about the third time through, because that's a big talking point around the sport, especially from the pitching side. Teams rarely want to let a pitcher go a third time through the order, but as a hitter,
and you were talking about Leiter the other night,
and with Leiter, you know, third time through, his numbers are not great, but as a hitter, did you notice a real big difference when you saw a starter for the third time through that you had that much more of an advantage?
Absolutely not. In my day, you know, third time through means, man, he's got it going tonight, and we got to find a way to get into that bullpen. Okay, I understand what the numbers bear out, but the numbers are something that are talked about so much. That's another thing. It's like, well, if I tell you enough times that you're not very good the third time through the lineup, you're probably gonna start to believe it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the one thing. I think this technology is great. I think having all this info is great, but there are some downsides to it. The numbers, and that's a perfect example. It's like, well, if I'm a young guy coming up, a young pitcher and a talented pitcher, and I keep told enough times by the numbers and the people, hey, that third time through the lineup, you really struggle. Wow. As soon as it flips, your psyche goes, oh, I'm not good the third time through. Whoa. What are you talking about? Is there enough of a sample size to do that? And that's the one thing I try to get rid of, all the noise. I don't care what the third time's through. This is the at bat we have. This is, you know, I'm talking from a pitcher's perspective. Now, what do I have to do to take care of business? This hitter, last time we went this, and this happened. So, okay, maybe we got to do this, and this. That's that pitcher catcher relationship that I've never had. But as a hitter, man, a lot of times, as far as that preparation and that process, the catcher, in my final analysis of how I was going to approach, that he definitely came into play. Who do I have catching tonight? What's his thought process? if I'm successful on this pitch, is he automatically going to go to the other one? Well, the guys that did that made my job a lot easier. I went up my first at bat and I hit a breaking ball into the gap. I'll book it next at bat. I'm getting a heater and I am just on his heater as much as I can be. So those guys are easy. And that's another thing I talk about with hitters is, hey, watch who's catching tonight. Watch to see how he calls games. Does he tend to do this when he does that? Or is he really thinking with you and thinking at a high level and really strategic? So that's important too. These are all things that go into it.
Is that the nicest hotel room you'll be in on the road? Can you remember from your travel? I mean, look at that thing. What is
this nice hotel?
Oh man. That's sweet.
This is the butler suite. I have a, no, I'm kidding. That's the one thing that's nice too. You know, I played in the big leagues a long time and, you know, I grew up with my dad. When I signed, my dad was still in the big leagues when I signed professionally. I played my career and obviously I've got to live what it's like on the big league and the accommodations and it's always been 5-star. I'll tell you what. I've been out a little bit. I came back. They've upped their game. Everything's beautiful. The food, there's too much food. You know, I'm worried everybody, you know, my kids are here. They joined me in New York and they said, Dad, and I brought one of my sons to the ballpark yesterday. And, you know, see, he said, Dad, you're going to get fat. Said, well, that's a part of my process. I'm practicing discipline. I walk in and there'll be 15 choices and I'll just run to that fridge and grab a protein shake, and go back to the cage. So that's my way of fighting it right now.
Hey man, absolutely incredible. Thank you so much. Our listeners are glued to all the insight every single week. We'll watch you again tonight. Keep killing it, man. Thank you, Brett.
All right, guys. Thank you.
The Texas Rangers hitting coach every hump day on your home of the Rangers, Brett Boone, 105.3 The Fan. That's Crosstalk with a KNC masterpiece to get you ready for game one tonight after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsteeClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.